He had belonged to none of the cliques and cults and faiths and factions that had arisen in the confused years since the tower began to totter, although he wore their sigils when it suited him. His service to the Crimson King was a late thing, as was his service to John Farson, the good man who'd brought down Gilead, the last bastion of civilization, in a tide of blood and murder. Walter had done his own share of murder in those years, living a long and only quasi-mortal life. He had witnessed the end of what he had then believed to be Roland's last quartet at Jericho Hill. Witnessed it? That was a little overmodest, by all the gods and fishes. Under the name of Rudin Filaro, he had fought with his face painted blue, had screamed and charged with the rest of the stinking barbarians, and had brought down Cuthbert Allgood himself with an arrow through the eye. Yet through all that, he'd kept his gaze on the tower. Perhaps that was why the damned gunslinger, as the sun went down on that day's work, Roland of Gilead had been the last of them, had been able to escape, having buried himself in a cart filled with the dead and then creeping out of the slaughter pile at sundown just before the whole works had been set alight. He had seen Roland years earlier in Magus, and had just missed his grip on him there too, although he put that mostly down to Eldred Jonas, he of the quavery voice and the long gray hair, and Jonas had paid. The king had told him then that they weren't done with Roland, that the gunslinger would begin the end of matters and ultimately cause the tumble of that which he wished to save. Walter hadn't begun to believe that until the Mohain Desert, where he had looked around one day and discovered a certain gunslinger on his back trail, one who had grown old over the course of falling years and hadn't completely believed it until the reappearance of Mia, who fulfilled an old and grave prophecy by giving birth to the Crimson King's son.